In the name of the Father, and the Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today we come to the sixth topic of the series that we started last Monday. And the theme of this revival, as we all know, is about offering ourselves as a living sacrifice. And as you may notice, for the last topics, there is something in every one of the commandments. There is something in each one of them is where we have to go against our will. And this is how a sacrifice is offered. Meaning, when Abuna spoke about, for example, being patient in tribulation. In tribulation, we tend to go and reject God and resent His authority and blaming Him. Being patient means I subdue my will and I submit myself to God and wait for the relief that's going to happen. When we spoke about not lagging in diligence, also there is here something where I have to stand and do what I know I should be doing, offering the worship to God in diligence, working the work of God with all enthusiasm until to the end. So in every subject we studied, there is something, as we said, I offer myself as a sacrifice. Today, we will talk about bless those who persecute you. أنا هقول كل نقطة كده وأقولها بالعربي بسرعة علشان خاطر يعني we all follow. Bless those who persecute you. One of the greatest sacrifices that any one of us can offer is when we forgive someone who hurt us. And before any of us would dismiss the relevance of the topic and thinking we are not in Egypt anymore, we are not receiving persecution accordingly, this topic may apply on the people, our relatives and families who are going through hardships. I urge you that you think about it twice, because here persecuting is not only about this kind of religious persecution. The same applies on all those people who are bothering you, hurting you, irritating you, holding grudge against you. This all applies, and you can take persecute out and put whatever word here. Bless those who bother you, who hate you, who hurt you, who irritate you, who gets on your nerves. All of these can be understood in the same way. النهاردة هنتكلم على موضوع باركوا على الذين يضطهدونكم. وقبل ما نفكر كده نقول احنا مش في مصر محدش بيضطهدنا فالموضوع ده ما يخصناش قوي. لا الحقيقة ممكن نشيل كلمة الطهد دي ونحط كلمة مثلا باركوا على كل اللي بيضايقوكم اللي بيكرهوكم الناس اللي يعني مستقصدينكم وبيشيلوا كده ضغينة ضدكم فالموضوع يخصنا كلنا عشان ما نقولش persecute دي يعني ما هياش relevant لينا. We will address this topic through answering 7 questions. These questions are, do I have to? Secondly, am I overwhelmed with bitterness? The third question, is the reason in me? Am I the one responsible for this kind of mistreatment that I receive? The fourth one, am I avenging myself? The fifth, am I perceiving things correctly? The sixth point will be, is this my life's test? And the seventh will be how to set my mind aright. الموضوع اللي احنا النهاردة هنتكلم فيه على باركوا الذين يضطهدونكم هنجاوب على 7 أسئلة. كل سؤال من دول يخلينا بس نفكر في الموضوع يعني بطريقة كده يعني كل واحد فينا يشعر ان الموضوع ده يخصه هو. زي ما اتفقنا انسى مضطهديكم دول لو ما عندناش حد بيضطهدنا هنا نفكر في اللي بيضايقونا واللي مزعلنا واللي بيعملونا وحش وكل الناس اللي احنا يعني حاسين او فاهمين ان هم زي يعني treat us unfairly. The first question, do I have to? هو انا لازم ابارك على الناس اللي بيضطهدوني دول؟ Sometimes we perceive God's commandments as a recommendation or maybe a way that we can take it or leave it. But we will see here, no, it cannot be thought about it this way. It's not like if I would like to do it well and good, if I don't do it, then I don't have to. This is not the case with a command with this seriousness. Why I have to, it is not optional. The first thing, Loving those who love and care for us has no reward. What we are after here is to heap for ourselves he treasures in heaven. And this is what will make anything of value. Anything we do it here between each other, any transaction, will end at the same moment when we depart from this earth. In order for us to be able to keep something in heaven, then I have to keep this commandment, because this is going to be counted for me whenever it's time for me to receive a reward from God. The Lord said, if you love those who love you, what credit is it? Is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. يبقى هنا أول نقطة، أنا مضطر أعمل كده، أبارك على اللي بيضايقوني، أنا مش عايز أعمل كده. أحيانا بناخد الوصية بتاعت ربنا إن هي اقتراح، فالاقتراح ده ممكن أقبله ممكن ما أقبلوش. الحقيقة لأ، الوصايا بتاعت ربنا وصية، بمعنى لو أنا كسرتها في خسارة، وخسارة كبيرة لي. أول سبب، محبة اللي بيحبونا دي ملهاش أجر. يعني الناس اللي بيحبوك وبيعملوا معاك كويس، بتتعامل معهم كويس، كويس حلو، بس لو انت عايز تحوش حاجة فوق، محبة اللي بيحبك دي ما بتحوشش فوق حاجة. فلو انت عايز تلاقي رصيد لما الحياة تخلص هنا، لازم ان احنا نتعلم نبارك على اللي مضايقنا دول. The second reason, I cannot love God while I hate my brother. And this is something we should not argue about it, because this is what St. John said to us in his first epistle. If someone says, I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar, for he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? Your heart cannot contain both feelings at the same time, where you say, I love this and I hate that. Imagine you have a glass of water, and then you poured in it a couple of drops of ink. This water, even if you have a whole liter, is ruined, is not now ready that anyone can use it. Why? It's ruined with the ink, even though there are two drops. In the same way, your heart, if you want to love, cannot contain darkness of hatred. If you say, I want to love God or love anyone, you should refrain from accepting hatred as okay. It's fine. I only hate a couple of people. It's not going to work this way. السبب الثاني، أنا مضطر أبارك على اللي بيضايقوني. أقول لك أيوة. ليه؟ لأن إحنا بنسمع في الوصية بتقول إن أنا ما أقدرش أحب ربنا وأكره أخوي. أخوي دي على فكرة أي بني آدم يعني. لأن الكتاب بيقول كده، لو أنا بكره أخويا اللي أنا بشوفه، ما أقدرش أحب ربنا اللي أنا ما شوفوش. لو في حد قدامه كوباية مية، لتر مية، وحط فيهم نقطتين حبر، تقدر تشرب المية دول؟ المية دي؟ لا. ليه؟ رغم إن المية لتر بحاله، والحبر نقطتين بس، النقطتين دول بوظوا المية كلها. ده نفس الحكاية. قلبك ما ينفعش يبقى فيه محبة للناس كلها وبكره اتنين تلاتة، ما تمشيش. الكراهية دي هتفسد كل القلب من جوه. النقطة الثالثة، لازم يعني أنا بارك على اللي بيضطهدوني. The third point, this is what makes us look like our father. And the Lord said, and you will be sons of the Most High, for he is kind to the unthankful and evil. How the people would recognize us as the children of the Most High? They see Him in us. We behave like Him. We talk like Him. Sometimes people who are trying to walk on the right path, they ask themselves, would Jesus do this? So if we hate, we become like another spirit that we all know about. This is what makes us like Him. If we say something about what is the main characteristic of God, that He shines His sun every day on the good and the bad. He does not differentiate. He offers to everyone. الحاجة الثالثة، هو أنا مضطر أحب الناس أو أبارك على الناس اللي بيضطهدوني؟ أقول لك أيوة، لأن دي العلامة اللي بتقول أنت ابن ربنا. الله يشرق شمسه على الأبرار والأشرار. كل يوم الصبح ربنا بيعلن محبة للكل. فلو احنا عايزين نبقى شبه أبونا، دي واحدة من الصفات اللي هي ما يختلفش عليها حد. أبونا السماوي محب للكل، اللي بيحبوه واللي مش بيحبوه، بيحسن للكل حتى للناس اللي هي بترفضه. The fourth reason why I have to: because love never fails. One day it will pay back. Hatred will always generate more hatred. If I hate this person, he will hate me more, and I will hate him more, and he will hate me more, and we go into this kind of a vicious cycle. As we hear the wise Solomon says, cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it after many days. Make what you think is right, do good to others, one day this will pay back. Even if it does not pay back to you, maybe will pay back to your children. Maybe someone around you will reap the fruits of having a godly father or a forgiving mother. السبب الرابع، الكتاب بيقول لنا ارمي خبزك على وجه المياه والمحبة لا تسقط أبدا. لو أنا كرهت حد هيكرهني، وأقول لا ده أنا بكرهه عشان هو بيكرهني، ونفضل نلف إحنا الاثنين في الدائرة دي، والهيترد تولد هيترد، والبيترنس يولد بيترنس بلا نهاية. قدم محبة، لأن في يوم من الأيام المحبة دي هترجع لك، وحتى لو ما رجعتش من الإنسان ده هترجع لك في حد من حد تاني. ربنا هينظر إليك ويكافئك على المحبة اللي ما كانش الشخص اللي قدامك مقدرها. The fifth reason: because this is what we are here for. We are called to actually bless those who persecute us. This is what St. Peter said in his first epistle. But when you do good and suffer, if you take it patiently, this is commendable before God, for to this you were called. Imagine, for this we were called, meaning as if we are assigned to do this. This is the job of every Christian. The moment we receive the grace of the Holy Spirit and turn to become Christians, this is what we are called to do, to forgive and to bless those who hurt us. السبب الخامس، وانا مضطر ابارك على الناس اللي بتضايقني، اقول لك ايوه، لان احنا مدعوين لكده. مدعو لكده يعني ايه؟ واحد اتخرج من كلية الطب عشان يشتغل ايه؟ يشتغل دكتور. واحد اتخرج من كلية القانون عشان يشتغل محامي. ما ينفعش بعد ما يتخرج فالراجل ده يقول يعني الحقيقة الشغلانة دي انا مش، احنا موجودين في الدنيا دي عشان نعمل كده، عشان نقدم صورة ربنا بالطريقة دي، عشان نحب ونسامح الناس اللي بيدقون. لو تخلينا عن الوظيفة أصبح إحنا الدعوة بتاعتنا بطلت، الشغلانة اللي ربنا خلقنا ليها خلاص ما بقناش نعملها، فكده في مشكلة. هنقف قدام ربنا نقول له ما اشتغلناش اللي أنت قلت لنا عليه. The sixth reason is that when we forgive others, this is a condition for us to be forgiven. And this is maybe one of the most important reasons why we have to bless those who persecute us. So my heavenly Father also will do to you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses. You want to keep the records open. You want to count against your brother, this is what he or she did to me. Well, make sure that when you are doing this, understand that your book will be opened in heaven in the same way, and God will keep the track of your sins, because this is how you are handling this kind of issue. We need to forgive and bless those who persecute us, because this is the only way for us to receive forgiveness. There is no other way. السبب السادس، ليه المفروض ان احنا او احنا مضطرين يعني لكده؟ لان المغفرة بتاعتنا مرتبطة بمغفرتنا للناس. لو عايز تخلي الفايلات مفتوحة وبتحسب على أخوك عمل إيه وقال إيه وسوى إيه، ممكن تعمل كده، بس اعرف إن ربنا هيسيب الفايل بتاعك مفتوح فوق. ده موضوع يرجع لك أنت. لو عايز تقف قدام ربنا وتتحاسب بقى بالوحدة، اعمل كده. لو عايز ربنا يقطع المخالفات والخلاص، اعمل كده برضو هنا. سامح الناس وبارك على الذين يضطهدون. The second question: I should ask myself, am I overwhelmed with bitterness? Because sometimes we think in ourselves that people hate us. This person is causing me trouble, but I am clear. I'm not holding any grudge against this person. Let us examine ourselves and see. I would know that now I'm infected with bitterness and I'm holding grudge if I have no peace in my heart and I keep thinking about my hurt over and over and over and over. This is what I do when I'm awake, when I'm asleep. I have nothing else to think about or talk about except how this person hurt me. Yes, we all vent. We all talk to others. And this is something we need to do. But if my thoughts are just spinning the thoughts of the hurt, then maybe I started to be full of bitterness. I am full of bitterness if I cannot focus during prayers or any spiritual activity. I cannot pray anymore. And this has been happening for the last years. Why? Because every time I stand and pray, I remember what this person did to me, and I cannot pray. When I come to the church and I stand and I lift up my hands and I see him or her, I cannot pray. I just think over and over again of what he or she did to me. The third sign, I pity myself and keep mentioning my hurt at all times. This self-pity will make me think of myself as I am innocent, I should not deserve this, and I will go into like the thinking that I'm a martyr and I'm receiving a treatment that's totally unfair and I didn't do anything that make me to deserve this kind of treatment. The fourth sign is I fantasize on thoughts of revenge or imagining destruction to those who hurt me. When I meditate, I have this vivid kind of dreams. I think how this person is going to be fired, or maybe God will throw a plague on him, maybe will hit by lightning while he is like going in the street. And I fantasize about this, and this makes me feel good. When thinking that one day, God will make him to pay, and I am waiting, and I'm waiting, and I'm praying even. All of this says that now I'm infected with bitterness. I'm holding grudge, and this is not good. السؤال الثاني هو أنا يا ترى اتمليت بالمرارة وأنا مش واخد بالي؟ ممكن الواحد متخيل إن هو لا أنا قلبي صافي بس هو اللي بيكرهني. الحقيقة لا، في علامات بتقول إن في مشكلة، دخلني حاجة مش صحيحة. إيه العلامات دي؟ نقولهم بسرعة كده. أول حاجة فقدت سلامي تماما، ما بفكرش في حاجة غير في الشخص ده، مفيش حاجة في ذهني غير اللي قالهولي واللي اتكلم فيه معايا، والكلام ده مستمر شهور وسنين، مش قادر أفكر فيه غير اللي عمله فيا الشخص ده. الحاجة التانية أنا مش قادر أصلي، كل مرة أصلي أفتكر البني آدم ده، كل مرة أجي الكنيسة وأشوفه مش قادر أصلي. معنى كده إن أنا ابتدت المرارة تدخلني. على فكرة أحباء، كلنا بني آدمين وممكن نشعر بالمرارة، لكن النقطة إن أنا أستسلم لها وأقبلها أو إن أنا أرفضها وأحارب ضدها. الحاجة الثالثة أنا ابتديت أشفق على نفسي، وكل كلامي وكل فكري على إزاي إن أنا يعني مضطهد لدرجة الاستشهاد، يعني كل الناس وكل الناس بتتآمر وبتتعبني لكن أنا ما بعملش حاجة. الحاجة الرابعة أنا طول الوقت بفكر في اليوم اللي يعني الشخص ده ربنا هيعمل فيه، أو إن هو مثلا هيخسر شغله أو خلاص. هنا أنا دخلت في فكر، وإن أنا لو طلت بقى يعني if it's up to me، يا سلام بقى لو جيت تحت إيدي وأنا اللي انتقم منه بنفسي، دي تبقى أحسن كمان، تبقى حاجة أفضل. أفكار دي كلها لو استمرت معنى كده إن أنا المرارة دخلت جوايا، ودي حاجة مش صحية spiritually، روحيا هتأذينا. النقطة الثالثة is the reason in me and this is something maybe sometimes does not cross our minds that maybe I am behind this kind of treatment that I'm receiving from this person. The question that I should ask myself whenever we are facing a situation like this, did I do my part in my work or in my study before I conclude that my loss is because of unfairness? Sometimes people say, my manager is discriminating against me. He doesn't like the Egyptians. He is maybe he wants to hire people like him. Before I say this, I have to ask myself, am I doing my part? Am I going right in whatever I'm doing? Or maybe anyone else will do the same because simply maybe I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do. The second question, in order for me to know if I am the reason behind this kind of treatment, am I provoking those who are hurting me? Am I causing them to be angry? Am I treating them in a certain way that makes them to retaliate in this way? And actually, then I will become the initiator of the animosity. This person is just showing back what I am doing to him or her. The third question, am I ready to change my actions towards those who are hurting me? If I'm advised to do something different with this person, am I willing to take the advice? Am I willing to try something? Maybe this will ease the situation or no? No matter what, I will keep doing the same. And even if this person would go to like Hades because of how I'm provoking him or her, it doesn't matter for me. The fourth question, am I willing to listen to honest counsel that might put the blame even partly on me? Sometimes when we come and talk about I was hurt, and then the person that we are counseling or asking for his counsel says, maybe you are partly responsible. Maybe you need to change something. Am I ready to do this? Or no, I take this as an offense. Don't tell me this. This is not my responsibility. The fifth point that might tell me that maybe I am the reason in it. Do I mention my actions and those who hurt me accurately? When I come, I tell a story to Abuna or to the Sayyidina or anybody. Am I telling the account right or am I exaggerating? And I'm saying things totally inaccurate because I believe it this way. And when it comes to the truth, I am the one responsible for it. السؤال الثالث اللي المفروض نجاوبه في الموضوع ده، هو أنا السبب في المشكلة دي؟ فلان بيكرهني، فلان بيكرهني. لازم أسأل نفسي، طب أنا عملت حاجة خليه يكرهني بيها؟ طبعا مش كل مرة إحنا عملنا حاجة، بس على الأقل أتأكد أمام الله إن أنا مش مسؤول ولو حتى مسؤولية جزئية. إيه الأسئلة اللي أسألها الروحي؟ أول حاجة، يا ترى أنا اشتغلت صح وعملت اللي عليا قبل ما أقول إن مديري بيضطهدني؟ أنا ذاكرت كويس في المدرسة قبل ما أقول المدرسة دي ادتني نمرة وحشة عشان ما بتحبش المصريين؟ حكاية كده لازم نجاوب على نفسنا فيها. الحاجة التانية، يا هل أنا بدفع اللي قدامي ده للغضب؟ هل أنا بتصرف بطريقة معينة مخليه الشخص ده غضبان ومتضايق؟ أنا مش شايف غير غضبه، لكن مش شايف إن أنا يمكن أنا اللي عملت فيه كده أو أنا زقيته على كده. الحاجة الثالثة، هل عندي استعداد أغير طريقتي وأجرب حاجة جديدة وأشوف الإنسان ده هيتعامل معايا إزاي؟ ولا هي الطريقة هي وهتعامل معاه بنفس الطريقة وإذا كان عاجبه أو عاجبها بعد كده هو يزعل يكره يروح حتى يعني الجحيم، موضوع ما يخصنيش. هنا يبقى أنا لا، في حاجة بقى، ده في مشكلة عندي، ده أنا يمكن مسؤول أمام ربنا زي ما الشخص ده مسؤول. النقطة اللي بعد كده، يا ترى أنا عندي استعداد أسمع نصيحة بتقول لي من حد إن أنا ممكن أكون مسؤول عن المشكلة دي؟ لو أنا جاي أعرض قضية وحد قال لي يمكن أنت مسؤوليتك وأنا قلت مش عايز أسمع الكلام ده، طب ما دي مش بتقول حاجة؟ هل أنا بدور على حل ولا أنا جاي أحصل على بس موافقة وإحساس بالشفقة؟ لو حد قال لي طب ما نجرب كده، عندي استعداد أجرب الكلام ده وأسمع من حد نصيحة مخلصة ولا ده يضايقني؟ آخر حاجة، يا ترى أنا بحكي الحكاية للناس بالمظبوط؟ يعني لما بقول فلان ده أذاني، هل أنا بحكي الحكاية بالظبط أكيوريتلي ولا أنا بحكيها من وجهة نظري؟ زي أحيانا الناس يقول لك مثلا إيه، ده أنا رحت بقول له إزيك يا فلان، راح رد عليا وقال لي أنت كمان بتقول لي إزاي. الله، مش معقولة دي، شكلها فيها حاجة. الطريقة اللي انت قلت بيها ازايك كان شكلها عامل ازاي؟ قلتها له وفين؟ ما انا ممكن اقول لواحد ازايك وانرفزه بيه، يعني مش شغلانة، بس أنا بحكي الحكاية زي ما أنا شايفها مش زي ما هي حصلت. كل الحاجات دي لازم نجاوبها عشان ما نفضلش دايما عايشين في فكرة إنه فلان ده بيكرهني بس أنا ما عملتش حاجة. احتمال maybe، بس make sure إن أنت فعلا ما عملتش حاجة. النقطة اللي بعد كده، Am I avenging myself? God asked us not to do this. We should not make anyone to pay for his mistakes. This is God's work. How can we know if we are avenging ourselves or not? Revenge does not always take on the same form as the hurt. Meaning, my manager is dealing with me in a way that's not kind or nice. I cannot answer him back, but I have another way. I will slow my work and I will not work seriously. I am making him to suffer indirectly. Am I actually here and I'm making him to pay? I'm avenging myself. And then I come and I say, I'm a victim and I don't know what to do. I'm doing something. We are in a war now. I'm making him to pay. My husband is dealing with me unkindly. I will not cook for him. An example. I'm not speaking. This is an example. Okay. This is a retaliation. Even if it is not in the same form, it's a revenge. It has no other name. And now we moved from blessing those who persecute us into we are in a war and we have to think on ourselves. We are equal. We are in a battle. We are actually bunching at each other, but in a different style. The second thing, hurting others' image. These are all forms of revenge or reputation, harboring resentment, and demonstrating passive aggression are all forms of revenge. When you go from a person to person to tell about this person did this to me, this is revenge. When you ruin the reputation of someone, this is revenge. Even if what he did is right and the account you are telling is true, but here actually you are spreading some kind of destruction to the reputation of this person. Now I'm making him to pay or her to pay. This is retaliation. It has no other name. Also, revenge can take the form of provoking others and making them wrathful and irritating them so we'll be more mad. And then I come and say, look, they are treating me unfairly. I did it subtly. I made this person. I knew inside me when I say this, he will explode. I know where he is, his button. I will push it. He will explode. And then I will say, look, he's treating me in this way. And then I feed the sense of a victim and I'm receiving ill treatment. When we do this, what will happen? God's grace will abandon us. God will not intervene because you are actually involved now and in a war. And there is no room for God to come to your side because you have to stop doing this before God comes to your rescue. السؤال بقى، يا ترى أنا بنتقم لنفسي وأنا مش واخد بالي؟ أصل إحنا نقول إيه؟ الناس دول بيضطهدونا بيزعلونا بيضايقونا إحنا بنعملش حاجة. خدوا بالكم، الانتقام مش دايما نفس صورة الإساءة. يعني إيه؟ مديري بيضايقني في الشغل، مش قادر أقول له كلام يجرحه وأرد عليه، بس أعمل إيه بقى؟ أشتغل بشويش على مهلي وأسيب الشغل يبوظ، مش مهم. ده نوع من الانتقام، يعني ده ريفنج. زي ما قلت المثال، حد مثلا واحدة مثلا جوزها بيضايقها، فأنا مش هطبخ، خليه بقى يعني يأكل بعض حاجة كده بنفس العمل يعني، وأقول لا أصل أنا مش قادر إن أنا أبارك على اللي بيضطهدوني. لا، مفيش فيها اضطهاد، إحنا بنضطهد بعض، إحنا كده بندفع بعض. ففكرة إن أنا فيكتم دي بقت بره، وانسى ان انا دخلت في موضوع الانتقام ده. ممكن انا بنتقم عن طريق ان انا اتفاعل الغضب. انا عارف فين اللي يضايقه، بس انا بقى عايزه يعمل ايه؟ عايزه يتضايق ويتخانق ويشتمني. الله، طب وفين الريفنج هنا؟ ده بيساعد فكره ان انا ضحيه، وبيساعد ان انا اي روين الريبيتيشن بتاع الشخص، ان انا افسد صورته زياده. وانا مش عايز غير كده. ده نوع من الانتقام يا احباء، ده انتقام بس بطريقه غير مباشره. واحد عارف ان هو لو زق الشخص ده هينزل عليه يضربه، انا هزقك عشان تضربني، وبعدين الناس تتفرج عليك وانت بتضربني، فيشوفوا قد ايه انت وحش، ويشوفوا قد ايه ان انا مظلوم وان انا فيكتيم. طريقه كده يعني اندايركت. بس لما بنعمل كده ايه اللي بيحصل؟ ربنا خلاص بيطلع بره الموضوع. انت بتنتقم لنفسك، ده موضوعك انت دلوقتي في خناقه، فعشان كده ربنا ملوش دخل في القصه دي. ربنا هيجي لنجدتك لو انت بتنتظر عمل الله مش بتنتقم لنفسك. السؤال الخامس: Am I perceiving things correctly? And this is one of the problems, because unfortunately whenever we are angry we see things but not accurately. For example, am I judging others' intentions in a wrong way? There is a story in the Bible about the king of Israel, and the head of the army of Syria, Naaman, came to him with a letter from the king. The letter says, I sent you this person in order for you to heal him. Meaning, I want you to take him to your prophets or whoever, pray for him and will be healed. And the man said, Am I God to kill and make alive, that this man sends a man to me to heal him of his leprosy? Therefore, please consider and see how he seeks a quarrel with me. When we judge other people's intention, I'm not perceiving things right. Someone can pass by me and he really didn't see me. And I say he intended to insult and humiliate and ignore me. And look, he is causing me trouble again and is hurting me by this kind of treatment. I am judging his intention. Maybe really he didn't notice or she didn't notice. Another point. Am I exaggerating the other's faults? By the way, when we keep repeating the story about what happened, we tend to add to it every time. And whatever we add becomes part of the story. And we say it again and we add something else. And then the story is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And the end, after telling the story 100 times about how this person mistreated me, is totally different than what happened at the beginning. I'm just like, I didn't feel it. When I'm telling the story over and over, it changed. Because every time I added something and added something, and then I'm not perceiving really the picture as it is. Am I focusing on the negatives and ignoring the positives? This is also kind of misperception. I'm seeing only what this person is doing wrong. But whatever he's trying to do right, I cannot see it. Because this is now my focus is what you are doing wrong. I have a perception about you. You are a wrong person. Everything comes from you is not right. I will also be at fault in perceiving things, being extremely sensitive and having a tendency for self-pity and distort the reality around me. I am a super sensitive person. Any kind of criticism or direction or rebuke, I take it and it becomes a big deal. This will make my perception also to go wrong. سؤال الخامس هنا: هو أنا شايف الموضوع صح؟ هو فعلا الإساءة زي ما أنا شايفها كده، ولا في حاجة دخلت عليها؟ إزاي؟ أحيانا نحكم على نية الناس مش على أعمالهم. لا، ده هو قصد يعمل كده عشان خطر يحرجني. يا سيدي الفاضل، هو ما قالش حاجة، يقولك لا أنا عارف طريقته. أنت حكمت على إيه؟ أنا عارف اللي بيمشي في دماغه. هو أنت خلاص بتقرأ دماغ الناس؟ لا، بس أنا أصلي ده صاحبي وأنا عارفه، دي أخويا وأنا عارفه، دي مراتي وأنا عارفها. فكرة الحكم على اللي في قلبه واللي في ضميره نعرفها منين دي؟ حاجة تانية، أحيانا الصورة تتشوه لما نبتدي نبالغ. يعني إيه؟ حد أذاني، حكيت الحكاية مرة زودت عليها بس حاجة بسيطة كده، وبعدين المرة اللي وراها زودت عليها حاجة بسيطة. أنا مش بكذب، مش بالقصد، بس أنا من ضيقي كل مرة أقول الحكاية تطول وتزيد وتكبر وبقت شغلانة كبيرة. بعد 10 مرات بحكي الحكاية، الحكاية بقت حاجة تاني خالص، موضوع تاني خالص، فبقيتش شايف لأن أنا بحكي حكاية ما حصلتش. انا زودت عليها قدها 10 مرات. حاجة كمان، ما بنشوفش الامور صح لما بنركز على الحاجات الوحشة بس. يقول لك ده بيأذيني، ده انا ما شفتش معاه يوم حلو، ولا يوم ولا مرة ولا موقف. مش معقولة دي، في انسان كله وحش برضو. دي اعتقد مبالغة. لما بنعمل كده ما بنشوفش، انا مش شايف فيك غير الغلط بس. ساعتها بقى الصورة كلها بتبقى ملخبطة. اخر حاجة، الصورة بتتلخبط لما بنبقى حساسين للغاية. اي حاجة تتقال وراها انفجار، مع ان ممكن اي حد يسمعها وتعدي. لا، اصل انا حساس. طب الحساسية بتاعتك دي عامل لك مشكلة، لان انت مش قادر تشوف الموقف صح. في مبالغة جامدة حصلة جواك، اصل حساسيتي وكرامتي وكلام زي كده. السؤال السادس، is this my life test? This is one of the most important things that we have to answer. Meaning, why this is happening to me? Was this hurt allowed in my life to teach me a virtue? Maybe this is happening so I can learn something. I grow in something. Maybe I'm put to a test. And God is waiting for me how I'm going to answer this. And this will be my life test. We are not actually going through a lot of tests in our lives. Thank God we live here in a country where we are enjoying freedom and prosperity to a great extent. Things are going more or less normal. For most of us, maybe this hurt is the test that you need to answer before God. It is difficult because it is a test. I should answer to myself, maybe this is today allowed for me because God is wanted to tell me something, or he wanted to test me if I am willing to offer myself as a sacrifice by forgiving this person. And then I should ask myself, what is the right answer that God expects from me? What I should say to God when it comes to this? السؤال السادس بقى، الموضوع ده ربنا سامح بيه في حياتي ليه؟ مش يمكن ده الامتحان بتاع حياتي كلها؟ احنا نعرف في حياة يونان ايه غير اهم حاجة، يعني غير موضوع نينوى بس؟ ده الاختبار بتاعه، حياته كلها واقفة على ده، هو موضوعه كده. ما يمكن الإساءة اللي جاية دي هي اختبار حياتك أمام الله. هترد على ربنا تقول له إيه؟ هتقول له جاوبت صح، ولا تقول له I dismissed it، وأنا لا أنا جاوبتها بطريقة البني آدمين، يعني إساءة بإساءة وندفع بعض التم. The last point، how should I set my mind aright when it comes to the people are hurting me? First، the answer is not what can I afford or bear. We are given a command and we are given an example. And because of this, we will be held accountable before God. It's not about what you can do and what you cannot do. It's a command. If you follow it, you will be rewarded. If you break it, you will be punished. The example is the Lord Himself, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow His steps. The second thing, the example of Joseph. How did Joseph, the son of Jacob, handle the hurt from his brothers? He says, he told them, don't be afraid, for am I in the place of God? But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good. This is a different way of looking at things. You meant to hurt me, but because I look to God, I knew God is going to use it in a positive way. And even with this hurt, when I bear it, when I bless you, I know God is going to make it something good at the end. Thirdly, the example of David, when Shimei, the son of Gera, came cussing at him. Shimei was from the tribe of Benjamin, and the tribe of Benjamin is where Saul came from, the king. He saw David fleeing from his son Absalom, and he found a moment where he can cuss at the king and throwing stones at him. How did David deal with this? He said, so let him curse, because the Lord has said to him, curse David. Who then shall say, why have you done so? What does it mean? Shimei told him, You are paying for the blood of Saul. David didn't do it, but David in his heart is responsible for the blood of Uriah, the husband of Bathsheba. He took this hurt. Yes, I don't deserve what he's saying, but knowing inside my heart, I deserve it for another mistake. Let him curse. This person is really hurting me. Maybe I am paying for something else. Let him do it. I will accept it. Maybe God will look upon me when I accept this kind of hurt for his name's sake. He accused and blamed himself. And he took it from Shimei. Let him curse. Let him do whatever. The fourth one, our reactions define whom we are. They should not be based on what we think others deserve. This is what makes a Christian a Christian. You act based on whom you think you are, the calling that you are called to live by, not what you think or believe this person deserves. If you treat people according to what they deserve, maybe it looks fair, but this is not very Christian. We are not requested or asked in any way in the Bible that we treat people as we think they deserve. Get me one verse in the Bible, in the New Testament, that says to you, deal with people as they deal with you. None. We deal with people as we want them to deal with us, because this is what defines whom we are. طيب ازاي بقى يعني كده اظبط ذهني لما حد يسيء ليا افكر فيها ازاي؟ في امثله كتير قوي. اول واحد لازم افكر في حاجه كده، ان باركوا على مضطهديكم، دي وصيه. ربنا اعطانا وصيه وادانا المثال بتاعه اللي هو المسيح نفسه. فلو انا ما عملتش كده انا بكسر وصيه. يعني مش الموضوع كتر خيري لو عملتها، لا، انا بكسر وصيه. تاني حاجه، مثال يوسف ابن يعقوب. يوسف اخواته لما جم مصر خافوا منه، فقال لهم ايه؟ قال لهم انتم قصدتم بي شر والرب اراد بي خيرا. صحيح انت مضايقني وعامل لي مشكله، لكن انت عايز تاذيني، لكن انا ببص لربنا، ربنا هياخد الاساءه دي ويحولها لحاجه كويسه. يوسف رفع ذهنه لربنا فما كرهش اخواته. لو تعامل معاهم على اساس دول باعوني، دول زلوني، دول عملوا فيا، مش هيقدر يحبهم ابدا. نو واي. هو بص لربنا فقال مش مهم. الحاجه الثالثه، النموذج اللي ادهولنا داود. داود كان هربان من ابنه أبشالوم، خرج عليه واحد اسمه شمع بن جيرة من السبط بنيامين اللي جه منه شاول الملك، فقال له اخرج، ده انت راجل يعني سافك دماء، وقعد يرمي عليه طوب. داود عمل ايه في الحكاية دي؟ داود قال سيبوه يشتم. ربنا قال له اشتم داود. هو ربنا قال له اشتم؟ لا. هو داود سفك دم شاول؟ لا. يعني الموضوع كله افترى؟ افترى. والموضوع تطاول من واحد انسان مش كويس؟ تطاول. طب قبلتها ليه يا داود؟ يمكن ربنا يبص ليا ويتحنن علي، اصلا انا غلطت في حاجه تاني، انا موت حد تاني، جوز بسشبع وديته الحرب يموت وخدت مراته، بس هو مش بيشتمك على بسشبع، بس انا هاخدها كده، يمكن ربنا يسامحني على المشكله اللي انا عملتها قبل كده. ده إنسان حول الإساءة إلى موضوع بينه وبين ربنا. أنا ما استحقش الإساءة دي، بس أنا استحقها على حاجة تاني، هاخدها يا رب عشان أنت تنظر لي. آخر حاجة، تفاعلنا مع الإساءة بيقول إحنا مين. يعني إيه؟ إحنا مسيحيين، بالتالي التصرف بتاعنا يبقى تصرف مسيح. مفيش حاجة في الإنجيل بتقول الناس قدامك تتعامل معاهم بطريقته، شتمك اشتمه، مفيش حاجة اسمها كده، الطريقة دي مش بتاعت. ما تقولش أصل هو كده فأنا بالتالي لازم أتعامل معاه كده، وإلا يبقى إحنا عايشين نتفاعل، إحنا ما بناخدش إحنا إنيشيتيف. إنسان المسيحي إنسان مسيح. اختبار مسيحيتك مش مع اللي بيحبوك. طب ما باللي يحبوك هتحبوه، طب ما الناس اللي يعني اللي بموتوا يعني المسيحيين بيحبوا بعض. اختبار مسيحيتك مع الناس اللي مش بتحبك، ده اللي في الآخر بيخليك مسيح. نفتكر الحكاية دي كل مرة بنتعرض لإساءة. تقدمة الإنسان نفسه ان هو يقدم مغفره ذبيحه، حاجه مش سهله ابدا، صعبه على كل انسان، لكن الله بينتظرها مننا. Offering forgiveness is not easy. It goes against many of the inclinations in our heart that we want to avenge and make this person suffer and pay back for what he or she did. But this is not what God is expecting from us. Let us ask God in our prayers to give us this heart that can accommodate everyone. And let us pray for those people who hurt us even if we don't feel it. Let us say it with our tongues and show God that we are serious, that we want to forgive. And I am positive that God will give us a heart that really can overlook the faults and mistakes of others. May the Lord grant us all a life that's pleasing to Him at all times. And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.